from Proverbs 11, verse 25. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. I read an interesting comparison of a fan with a windmill. Both are very similar in design. However, fans spin to produce air, while windmills spin as a result of air blowing on them. Some people act like fans. They live and move, producing energy and actions that bring blessing to others. Their words, their advice, their help, their comfort directed toward other people helps increase the well-being of others. God's love is communicated through their lives of Christian service and leaves a mark of good upon humanity. Other people are like windmills. They have to be poked and prodded by others before they'll move or take action. With no initiative or desire to be a channel of blessing to others, their selfishness leaves them caring only for themselves and leaves them without the internal drive and compulsion to help other people. In Philippians 2, verses 2 through 4, Paul said, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own interests, but also for the interests of others." The wisest man who ever lived, Solomon, left us valuable insight in Proverbs 11 and verse 25. "The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered." The Bible is crystal clear then, in that God blesses those who are a channel of blessing to others. Consider seriously and introspectively the words that we sing to the beloved hymn, "Make Me a Channel of Blessing." Is your life a channel of blessing? Is the love of God flowing through you? Are you telling the lost of the Savior? Are you ready His service to do? Is your life a channel of blessing? Are you burdened for those who are lost? Have you urged upon those who are straying the Savior who died on the cross? Is your life a channel of blessing? Is it daily telling for Him? Have you spoken the word of salvation to those who are dying in sin? We cannot be channels of blessing if our lives are not free from known sin. We will barriers be and a hindrance to those we are trying to win. And then the chorus, "Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today." Friends, God's word tells us a great truth in Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." And so remember, friends, our responsibility to God does not begin when we enter the church building for service on Sunday, or end when we exit the building on Sunday. We are continually, every day, all the time, on mission for Jesus. We who have truly repented of our sins, believed in the person and work of Jesus, and received Jesus as Lord of our lives to serve Him faithfully, have been given the ministry of reconciling others to Christ, welcoming them into God's forever family, the church, and helping them grow up to spiritual maturity through discipleship to become themselves channels of blessings through which Jesus changes the lives of others. We accomplish our ministry of reconciliation through the message of reconciliation, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, along with the sum total of God's word contained in the Bible. As Christ's ambassadors, We are to be channels of blessing to others. He is worthy of our wholehearted, exhaustive efforts. Jesus is worthy of it all. So go now, each of you, and be a channel of Christ's blessing to others. I'm Jack Manners, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.